Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
You only separated to experience and learn, and now you have enough data to make an educated choice. Oh, prodigal son, it's time to come home. No matter how tempted you are based on agenda, familiarity, and temptation to linger longer in hell. Quote, temptation has one lesson it would teach in all its forms wherever it occurs. It would persuade the Holy Son of God he is a body, born in what must die, unable to escape its frailty and bound by what it orders him to feel. It sets the limits on what he can do. Its power is the only strength he has. His grasp cannot exceed its tiny reach. Would you be this? If Christ appeared to you in all his glory, asking you but this, choose once again if you would take your place among the saviors of the world or would remain in hell and hold your brothers there. A Course in Miracles. Allow me to reiterate. The most important thing you will ever need to embrace is that there is nothing but God. Everything came from that fountain and will forever flow from it to it. No matter what you have come here to learn and or forgive, which is how you end up with the circumstances you have, you will only ever be an extension of the divine in the process of remembering. To ensure the integrity of the game, it has been masterfully thought out and set up with rules that eliminate the notion of victim accident, which, if truly understood, would eliminate fear. It rests securely in a crucible of principles or laws. Review the Kabbalion that must be fully understood and utilized if one is to succeed. If you are determined to learn this game, spend time becoming familiar with the laws that undergird it and be sure to assess your actions honestly. Train yourself to be a law-abiding citizen. In order to master the game, you have an obligation to reject the unlawful and to tenaciously uphold the law.